This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our numbers here at 1310 WIBA, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Klaus Financial online, the website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Joined this morning by Klaus Financial Advisors C.J. Klaus and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning. Doing great. How are you?
Doing real well. Great to see you, CJ. Malia, how are you today?
Very good, thanks.
Great to talk with both of you. And don't forget, if you have questions for Malia and CJ, they'd love to answer them for you. You can call right now at 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Each week, we do the Klaus Quiz Question Week. We'll do one this week as well, coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll do that this week. Got a $25 gift card for Chili's. Before we get rolling on this week's show, we're going to talk about three things you guys like to stress at Klaus. We'll talk some tax strategies. Before we get to that stuff, though, it's a tongue twister sometimes. Before we get to that stuff, let's look back at last week and let's review our quiz question of the week from last week and get the answer as well.
Yes, so thank you to everyone who listens regularly and calls in for these. We have fun with it. And also congrats to Ryan from Prairie du Sac, who was last week's winner.
Nice.
But the question that Ryan answered correctly was approximately how many ETFs trade globally today, which ETFs are exchange-traded funds. And Ryan called in and answered correctly, which was, there, according to research from ETFGI, as of July of 2017, there were 5,024 ETFs trading globally.
Very, very interesting. And if you're curious about last week's conversation, don't forget you can always get to klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Each week's podcast is loaded up there. You can go look back at previous shows. You can also, if you're driving in the car this morning, maybe you missed something going through the drive-thru, you want to catch it, just get to klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not going to cost you anything either for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Well, guys, it's something we talked about a couple of times on this show, and there are three words that I think when I talk with you guys really stand out. Let's talk about those three words and why they matter and why they're so important to what you guys do.
Well, I think CJ has these tattooed on his arm by
now.
I do.
I do.
So many times.
My forehead, actually.
the first word we like to talk about is simplify, and I think that word really is resounding to people when tax time hits right now, and they're like, yeah, to have maybe less accounts sometimes might make more sense because every account usually would suggest a statement. What we're looking at is, in general, as we're getting closer towards our retirement planning, maybe the last 10 years towards that, it's really a good idea to start simplifying our investment holdings. Being diversified does not mean that you have 25 accounts in different locations. So that's a great idea to start forging ahead with that. Secondly, consolidate. So again, in order to simplify, you might have to start consolidating. And this would be looking at your old IRAs that are possibly out there, perhaps some old 401ks you're no longer contributing into. You left that job a long time ago, and consolidating all of that into perhaps one IRA for simplification. And then finally, diversifying them with an appropriate asset allocation. So again, we talk a lot about on the show that to have, you know, five financial advisors does not mean you're diversified. What means you're diversified is the type of holdings that you have within your portfolio, whether it be cash or stock or bonds or other variable types of investments. So you just want to make sure you're diversified with the types of allocations you have. So simplify, consolidate, and diversify, and you'll be all set for retirement.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus joining us from Klaus Financial. Don't forget about their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, it's not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. And the number to call is 442-5637. If you have questions for CJ or Malia, they would love to answer them for you right now. We'll get you on the air. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Tax strategies, and obviously taxes are in the news right now. We are in tax season. Changes to the tax code as well as a lot of questions. But what's interesting in talking with you guys is we're not just talking here. We're talking about also thinking about in the future when it comes to retirement. So we're thinking 10, 20 years out. Let's talk a little bit about tax strategies when it comes to future potential income distribution.
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time looking at income for our clients in their pre-retirement years. And then we look at those sources of income once they get into retirement. And so, you know, most people realize there's some common sources like Social Security, maybe a retirement portfolio, IRA, 401k, maybe a pension if you're part of a pension system through a state or federal system. Some even private employers still have them, although they are going away, as most people know. And so there you go. Those are some of the common sources. We've even talked about those being a three-legged stool or a four-legged stool. And the more legs you can have on a stool, of course, the more stable that stool yes. becomes, right? But a question that comes up often is, how much of my pre-retirement income should I expect to need, right, in post-retirement or when I'm in retirement? And first things first, that's a dangerous question to be asking because it depends, doesn't it? I suppose if you pay off your mortgage right before you retire, then you need much less total income when you're in retirement. But a rule of thumb, again, dangerous to use rules of thumb, but a rule of thumb is about 70 to 80% of your pre-retirement income is about what you'll need in retirement, assuming no major changes in debt reduction.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. You can also find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5633. That's 442-5637. So let's talk a little bit then when it comes to getting into those retirement years and that future income. There's obviously a tax consideration there also, isn't there?
There is. So some of your sources of income that I just mentioned, pensions, Social Security, 401k distributions, after-tax investments, the tax treatment of them can be different. Some may be exempt from federal income tax completely. Others might be exempt from state income tax. Others might be fully income taxable. So first of all, what about your Social Security income? Some people don't realize that for many people, they will likely pay taxes on up to 85% of their Social Security income. Notice I did not say you're going to pay an 85% rate. I said you're going to pay taxes on up to 85% of that income. So if it's $1,000 a month and you have enough total income, then of that $1,000, you're going to pay income taxes on $850 of that, right? 85%. This comes as a surprise to some people, but realize when you did that FICA withholding, that Social Security withholding, it wasn't income taxed at that time. It was just withheld and pushed off to Social Security. Now, as you generate it, it becomes federally income taxable. However, for anybody who knows their history lessons, this wasn't always the case. When it was a typical government program, by the way. Actually, Social Security only began being federally income taxed in 1984, and it was basically because Social Security Trust Fund was running out of money. So that's interesting for you to be aware of, and here's the rules on this. If your combined income is more than $34,000, then up to 85% of your benefits could be subject to tax. Okay. And if your combined income is less than $25,000, your benefits are not taxed at all. And then married couples have a slightly different number. And finally, Social Security income in the state of Wisconsin is not state income taxable. So that's actually a big one. So while it may be federally income taxable at a certain rate, your Social Security income, at least in the state of Wisconsin, is not state income taxable.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for Malia and CJ, they would love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number here at the station, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can call us toll-free at 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Kloss Financial, about their different divisions. You can also sign up there for their weekly Market Pulse newsletter, a fantastic snapshot of what's going on in the markets each and every week. And the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Joined by Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial, talking this morning about tax strategies in retirement. And of course, we left off talking a little bit about Social Security. A lot of people a little surprised if we wanted to just take calls one day. I think we'd get people just to yell about that. Fill the whole half hour doing that. Let's talk about some other aspects of taxation. Pensions and retirements, IRA income. A lot of people go, okay, what is, what isn't, and also how is it and how isn't it taxed? Let's talk about that.
Great questions. And so first of all, we should have said this a little earlier. Just a fact is that we are not accountants, and so we say that on the show quite a bit because we're not, but we work with accountants and tax items every day with our clients. But ultimately, if you have a serious question about your situation, always refer to your accountant to give you some up-to-date, accurate advice, okay? But today, when we're talking about pension income, as CJ had just mentioned, most pensions are taxable. But if you're collecting a pension in Wisconsin, you're going to see both state and federal taxable pensions. However, if you've got military pensions or disability, those might be partially or entirely tax-free. And I think what's interesting is as you're approaching retirement, cause we get this question all the time, people are like, well, where can I move where I won't get my pension taxed or my Social Security? I mean, all these questions start coming up, and I don't know that there's any singular great answer because depending on where you're living, one part is and one part isn't. You know, there's no question Florida has some great savings down there. But my experience is you're going to find something taxable one place where it's not in the other. And it could be as close as Illinois for you with regards to pensions. Withdrawals from retirement plans. Now, again, we get this kickback from clients. They've started, whether it be their pension or they're pulling money from their IRAs, and they're like, I just don't understand. Why do I have to pay taxes? And again, as CJ said, when we put that money into our deferred plans with our employers, whether it be the 401ks, the 403bs, eventually rolling it into an IRA, you have never paid tax on that. So you saved money as the money went in, but on the way out, you will be taxed according to your tax bracket. And the good news is starting this year, tax brackets had a nice reconfiguration, and a lot of people are going to find that their tax brackets actually went down. So every dollar that comes out of a deferred plan will be taxed from any of those. So take that into consideration as you're planning your income.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. Don't forget their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Not going to cost you anything for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And if you have questions, you can call right now and get some answers from our retirement planning professionals. Our number's 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Steve Chen. Steve, welcome to the show. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I have a question about a hypothetical couple who understands their tax situation and is comfortable with their Social Security, pension, and 401k income and their tax situation remains the same from year to year for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
With the standard deduction going from $12,000 to $24,000, would that hypothetical couple be able to simply remove $12,000 more from their 401ks and IRAs in the future and expect their tax situation to remain exactly the way it was with their mailbox income?
Great question, Steve. I'm gonna defer this to Malia in a moment. My response is going to be, you're actually over my head now. I don't know the answer to that specifically, and this doesn't happen very often, so I'm kind of embarrassed, but I'm also proud of you for stumping me. So I would think you want to talk to your accountant about this one. I do believe you'll have more room, which is what you're asking from the standpoint of removing monies from your retirement accounts, you know, with more preferential tax treatment. That's part of what was kind of expanded in the brackets here in the most recent tax law and the standard deduction changes. But the exact dollar amount, what you're asking, could you just double down? I don't know the answer to that. Malia, what? Do you have any more insight?
No, I would just add that, you know, depending on when you were looking at retire, when that couple's looking at retiring, if it's more than 5 years, things could change again. So.
Well, this is a retired couple, right? So, to answer your question, Steve, we don't know for sure because that's a very specific question, and so I don't know. We could refer you to an accountant, or if you have one, I would ask them. But thanks for the question.
It's a fantastic question, Steve, and it's interesting with the kind of the way you're thinking, and I think a lot of us are going, how can I? Every time there's a change, how can I do that?
I love it.
And it's a fantastic question. Don't forget, as always, if you have questions for our friends from Kloss Financial, you can give us a call, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget as well, Kloss Financial, their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. We're going to talk about RMDs and what you have to do with taxes there. We'll also talk a little bit about some of your retirement incomes from non-retirement accounts, excuse me. We will do all of that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. You're also going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in this segment, we'll do our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. We'll tell you all about that a little bit later on again in this segment. Talking about taxes and tax strategies as well when it comes to retirement. Let's talk about your investment income in some of those non-retirement accounts. What do people need to know?
Well, and actually we're going to blow through this pretty quick because we're running out of time. But the non-retirement accounts are taxed differently. Mm-hmm. There's usually 1099 income, which can be taxed at capital gains tax rates, which are lower than ordinary income tax rates usually. So as it pertains to non-retirement account interest and income and dividends, it's taxed differently, usually at a lower, more preferential rate. Also, there's no restriction on age 59 and a half with after-tax monies. Unless you put it into an annuity, by the way, which that's a whole separate show, maybe three shows combined.
Shows, yes.
Non-qualified money inside of non-qualified deferred annuities is a whole different ball of wax.
Well, let's talk then once you get to 70 and a half RMDs and some of those retirement accounts and taxes, ways to avoid taxes, those type
right.
of things.
Yes. So as it pertains to required minimum distributions, we speak about this on the show, gosh, probably once a month. RMDs start to kick in on all of your pre-tax retirement accounts at age 70 and a half. So once you reach age 70 and a half, in the year in which you turn 70 and a half, you have your first required minimum distribution that's due. And that distribution begins at about 3.6% of the prior year's December 31st value of all of your pre-tax accounts. I'm sure everybody's heads are spinning about right now. And remember that 3.4% or 3.6% removal amount, that's not a tax. That's how much you just have to remove from the coverings of the tax deferral, at which point it becomes income taxable. At what rate? Well, that depends upon your total income. But, you know, some things to be considering here is some people will choose to have those required minimum distributions go directly to a charity, so they avoid taxation completely, and the charity pays none, mm-hmm. right? So if you're in a 25% bracket and you give that money to a charity, that charity just got a 25% shot in the arm, right? Because it would have been a loss to you. You weren't going to get that 25% anyway, and now it goes to the charity. Well, Roth IRAs are a little bit different. This confuses people. They go, okay, so of all of my IRAs, I have a required minimum distribution. And the answer is no, just your pre-tax traditional IRAs have a minimum distribution at 70.5. Your Roth IRAs do not. So there's no age limit or income considerations, or I'm sorry, you're just not required to take a minimum distribution from that Roth IRA, which of course makes sense, by the way, because it's growing tax-free, right? Roth IRAs are after-tax contributions with tax-free growth, so why would the IRS care if you take the money out anyway? So you can leave it in there and just allow that to accumulate, and give it to the next generation. Now, two important things to note. Roth 401ks do have a required minimum distribution. Don't ask me why, I have no idea. But they do. So if you have an old Roth 401k sitting at an old employer and you're over 70.5, you'll have to take minimum distributions from that. So just my suggestion would be roll it over to a Roth IRA and you'll get to avoid that.
Fantastic. Oh, good. I didn't want to cut you off.
Nope, go right ahead.
CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, we do this each and every Thursday morning at 8. You can call right in at 8 o'clock. We'll get you on the air, get your questions answered. They love answering questions for you. Our friends from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas. Don't forget the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number right now because it is time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, a fantastic prize, $25 gift card for Chili's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. At what age are you required to take RMDs from your Roth IRAs? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card for Chili's. Don't forget, that is the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment, that get-to-know-you meeting at Kloss Financial. Again, there number 442-5637 and online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Take care, guys. Dan Connery comes your way next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.